For the first time this year, a cyclist has been killed in Seattle. It happened yesterday in a fatal collision involving a bike and a semi-truck. Yesterday was also the first day of National Bike to Work Month. Seattle police have not identified the man killed in the collision. KUOW's Derek Wong reports.
The fatal collision happened in Soto on East Marginal Way and South Hanford Street. It's a few blocks north of the West Seattle Bridge. The area is also close to several freight terminals owned by the Port of Seattle. There's usually heavy traffic from semi-trucks, and it can also be a tricky area for cyclists coming from West Seattle. As riders head north to downtown, they have to cross East Marginal Way to reach the dedicated bike lane on the east side of the street. But the pavement is bad, and many cyclists have said there aren't enough safe crossings. Dong-Ho Chang is a traffic engineer for Seattle's transportation department.
The pavement conditions aren't very good. What we can do short-term might be some restriping, but long-term, there needs to be some capital dollars to really improve the roadway surface.
Chang says permanent fixes, such as a separated bike lane, would require further talks with City and Port of Seattle policymakers. After yesterday's collision, Mayor Mike McGinn has asked SDOT to speed up plans to improve bike infrastructure. Meantime, the League of American Bicyclists issued its annual rankings for bike-friendly states. Washington is ranked number one for the sixth consecutive year. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.